And welcome back to Between the Lines. A remedial action report shows that it would cost more than $1 million to clean up the Quick Freeze site in Fond du Lac. And what is the deal with leaf collection in the city of Fond du Lac, given all the snow that we've had so early this year? Joining us on this segment of the show, Fond du Lac Public Works Director Jordan Skiff. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Greg.
All right, let's start with the Quick Freeze site. This was a report developed by Omni Associates out of Appleton under contract with the Department of the Natural, under contract with the DNR. First of all, this is a contaminated property, the former Quick Freeze site, which is located along the east branch of the Fond du Lac River. That's been vacant for how long?
It's been several decades, I think. I think the company started over 100 years ago. So,
all right. And so this report basically says what?
Well, it's called a remedial action options report, basically taking a look at this area that's been contaminated with both soils and in the water, the groundwater, and then recommending to the DNR how to remediate that site. And so what Omni did was they looked at a few options, and really what they recommended was a combination of two options. One was partial source removal. So basically the sources of the contamination would be within the soils, groundwater, sediment, gravel, boulders, sheet piling, things like that. So remove a lot of that material, and then also a second part of that would be phytoremediation. Phytoremediation is basically the planting of specific types of trees that are good at, I guess, uptaking some of the contamination from the soil, evaporating that into the air, and removing the contamination from the remaining soil that way. So I was encouraged that Omni's recommendation was for both of those steps to be taken. I think, as we've talked about before, I'm concerned that the sheet piling and the soils that extend out into the natural width of the river aren't best for the community as a whole. And so to see that removed and to see some of that contaminant soil hauled away, and then this phytoremediation left to clean the soils further, I think would be a great outcome for our community. So I applaud Omni and the DNR for looking at that. There are still a lot of details that need to be worked through. The report recommends following up with what's called a remediation action plan, which would just go into more details of how this would actually be implemented. And then we would have to be in touch with the DNR about their schedule, how the budget will be found, things like that.
I think a lot of people are saying, wait a minute, didn't we already spend a lot of money cleaning up this property about a decade ago?
Yes, and that was before I got here, and it was called a lasagna system, I think. My understanding is that there were some electrical grids put in the ground, similar to how you would layer a pan of lasagna, and that's why it was called that. The thought was that the electricity flowing through the soils would take care of a lot of this, the contamination in that, and my understanding was that that was not effective. So leaving the DNR and to a certain extent the community just kind of left needing to see more done there.
So that was basically a waste of money.
Again, I wasn't here.
I know you weren't.
That's true.
So if we're going to do it, I mean, it seems to me, and to the person who's not an expert in this area, the only sure solution is to haul it out.
And this phytoremediation is, you know, a little bit more established, form of remediation. Similar steps were taken by the dog park that's on Satterley, you know, a former Alliant Energy site. And so next to the dog park are trees that have been planted for that same purpose. And so I think that, like you said, removing the soils that are contaminated at the top of the site will certainly be a good step in the right direction. And then I do believe that the phytoremediation will show, you know, further improvement beyond that. But removing that material is a great first step.
All right. So let's say it costs over $1 million. How much will city taxpayers have to pay? I mean, is there going to be grant money available?
At this point, the DNR has not approached the city about a cost share at all. So it's a little premature to say whether they will or not. But, you know, we've discussed this on and off with various DNR representatives for a few years now, and that's never been something that they've told us to expect. So at this point, I'm entering this, you know, with the attitude of thanks for, you know, the work that you're planning to do in our community, and we'll work with you, but we don't have money set aside to pay a share of that. So,
all right, when would you think? Obviously, this will be up to the city council to decide. First of all, how serious of a problem is this in terms of public health?
I don't think it's a significant concern for public health. You know, these type of VOCs or volatile organic compounds being in the soil is not ideal, obviously, but the main concern would be if there were drinking wells nearby, whether it was in a rural area where homes had their wells or whether it was near a city well that was providing drinking water, and that's really not the case. Even if some of that contamination got into the Fond du Lac River, for example, my understanding is that it is so heavily diluted once it enters, you know, the river it's not ideal either, but it's not as big a concern. So I think in that way, it's not an immediate health concern for anybody. It's just good to see the site eventually cleaned up.
What about environmentally with the Fond du Lac River?
Like I said, I think that the amount of VOCs that are found in the monitoring wells, for example, they're significant in the testing, but they're so minor compared to the volume of water that flows through the river that I believe, you know, that if they entered the river, it would be so heavily diluted that it wouldn't be a concern. You know, this is a little bit anecdotal, but in the former community where I worked in Sparta, we had an old landfill that was leaching VOCs into the groundwater that was migrating to nearby homes. And there we were hoping that groundwater would eventually leach into the Little La Crosse River, because basically at that point, the VOCs would have been so heavily diluted that the public health concern would have been alleviated. You know, we would much rather have seen that than the water be there where people's private wells were drawing it up. So, again, that's not a perfect example. I'm far from a hydrogeologist, but my understanding is that even some of that getting into the volume of water that a river carries is not a significant concern.
All right. So, and then the question I was going to ask: when would remediation work start?
It's feasible, according to this report, that the removal of those materials, you know, the partial removal, could be done next fall, and then phytoremediation, the trees planted for that, in the spring of 2021. I think that assumes that, you know, that this next plan is completed, you know, in a timely manner, and that the DNR is able to find the funding to complete the work. So I don't want to, you know, get my hopes up too much that a year from now we could see big progress and a year and a half from now we see the project completed. But that's what the report recommends as the timeline.
All right. Well, it's been a strange year weather-wise. We've seen multiple significant snowfall events, and that has really hampered leaf collection like we've never seen before in the city of Fond du Lac. So where are crews at when it comes to leaf? You see leaves all over the place. They are in the street. They're on the terrace. They're in yards. They're strewn about. Where are you at with the leaf collection?
Well, and I think, you know, we have some good news, you know, quite a bit of sobering news, to be honest with you. The good news is that, you know, with the snow having melted and with a stretch of at least more seasonable weather, we continue to collect leaves. When there was snow on the ground, obviously we could see larger piles, and we still tried to get to those, but many small piles or terraces that had, you know, just a covering of leaves but not a pile, we might have missed that. And so there is quite a bit more material left behind by our crews than typically would have happened. You know, so with the better temperatures, we do, like I said, plan to continue. We're about done with our second round of leaf collection, and we plan to do a third round, weather permitting. The downside, or the sobering things, I guess, is that our collection is still slower than usual. These are leaves that are still, in some cases, kind of frozen. They're certainly wet. And so our Adam Schmidt, our operations superintendent, estimated that our collection is about half the pace of what we normally would be able to do with light, dry leaves. So just our speed is compromised by, you know, the wet, heavy, in some cases frozen leaves. Another thing that we encountered more last week with the colder temperatures was when we would have to loosen the piles with a loader so that our leaf machine could even suck up the smaller amounts, that in some case made such small particles of the leaves that they would fly through our screening and make a bigger mess in the neighborhood. You know, so that was a concern for some people as well. And then typically we like to follow our leaf collection with street sweeping. Even if we're able to vacuum up the leaves pretty well along the curb and the street, you know, there's still small amounts that our street sweeper is best to come and clean up. And really with the temperature and the volume of leaves that are kind of left on the street after our guys have gone through, street sweeping is not really helpful in this case either. So, and Adam told me even this morning that, well, normally we would try to vacuum up every leaf that's on a terrace. Right now we're just trying to get through an area efficiently, and that might leave, you know, small amounts of leaves on a terrace where people are used to it all being removed. So a lot of things that just are not ideal with our leaf collection, even with, you know, the snow melting and temperatures a little bit better this week.
All right. Cross our fingers and hope it doesn't snow for at least a while to allow that third and final round of leaf collection to continue. Fond du Lac Public Works Director Jordan Skiff, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, Greg.